Okay, I'm ready.
Ari, I have Carrie for you.
Thank you.
Hi, Ari.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Wonderful.
Excellent.
I would love to have you on for a longer interview sometime. I have a Blog Talk Radio show, and a lot of your fans, they are tweeting to me. They really would like you on because I have fans call in and talk to the actors. So.
I got my peeps on the phone right now, Carrie. We should be good to go. We'll arrange that for you, Carrie.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome, Carrie. Yes, and that's a yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
How did you enjoy filming the cliffhanger today?
Oh, it was so great. It's so nice to have just the action and you know, I love to express that I'm the karate chopping, you know, action hero type actress, and I love having anything physical, I thought they also did a really great job. I mean, we just have a short amount of time to shoot a lot of stuff, and especially something so difficult like that, and just everyone is so amped and so prepped to work, because everyone's excited to do that kind of work,
mm-hmm.
And I thought it went well. I did you see it today?
Yes, it was, I was impressed.
Oh, good, yay. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work. I mean, these guys, you know, they, between setting the fall with the ceilings and the way things were falling on people and how it worked, hair and makeup, it was really great. So I was really thrilled for all of us. I mean, I'm such that corny. There's no I in team, but it's so true. I mean, we can't do any of this without each other. And so I love that it was such a great cliffhanger.
Were you guys truly acting when everything started blowing up, or were you scared to death? It looked really scary.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's really safe out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they walk you through it. Safety comes out, fire comes out. They're all there to tell you exactly how to do it so that all we have to do is act. So, because if we're fearful that we're going to catch on fire or something bad is going to happen, we can't work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're there to protect us from all of that, all of those kind of, you know, issues that someone might have. And if someone's uncomfortable, you know, we would, you know, adjust it or fix it or maybe change the scene or something. But I've never really seen that happen here.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, we're pretty darn safe considering.
A lot of fans were wondering if the show ever considered a Jack-Nicole relationship. And a lot of,
you know, I know. I see a lot of those Jack-Nicole tweets. I don't remember what year we worked together, but I think it would be hysterical. And I know we talk about it a lot, too. And I think it would be great. I mean, I love working with everybody on the show. And if there's a potential for anyone, I always try to find the chemistry no matter what, whether it's a woman, and I don't mean it that way. I just mean you find chemistry in all your relationships. And apparently that, like, was a Jack and Nicole was definitely not, I wouldn't say hit, but it was definitely piqued an interest. And people had been waiting, so it would be fun, because he's a funny, funny man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, too, with Nicole's sort of, you know, quirky personality, when that does come out, or when she drinks, that fiery, you know, funny personality, I think it would have been a fun relationship.
Yeah, and I was hoping for Austin Nicole, and I'm really surprised that never was brought up even in a conversation. I remember you guys shared one kiss, I think, with when Austin was Austin Peck.
Yes, we shared one kiss and then he left.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but you know, I think eventually it would have, you know, could have gotten there, and then, you know, change happens and you go with the flow. But Patrick and I always played our Austin Nicole relationship on Twitter, which was fun, you know. So we kept it alive there.
I know you can't really give out any spoilers. Can you hint at all what's going to happen with Nicole and her baby? There's a lot of fans are dying to know.
You know, I will say this. I will say, you know, she's fearful, mm-hmm. right? You know, she's got this cramping. It looks like she could possibly have an issue. I will just say, in all honesty, especially having kids and anyone else who has, you've always, or even if you've had a miscarriage or a DNC or anything like that, mm-hmm. you fear constantly. I mean, I'm not even with my child right now, and I'm like, in the back of my head, I'm always like, oh my God, who's she in the car with right now? You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's a terrible thing to do, but you my God, I'm cramping. I'm having a miscarriage.
Right.
And I think you're just seeing every fear because it's so recent from when she did have one. You're seeing every fear, every pain, every vulnerability that you could possibly feel is happening to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so you wonder, is it panic? Is it real? Is it gas? and I think that, those are the things I think you'll experience with her when you come back. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
That's not an answer, but it's close enough. Close enough to the spoiler.
The fans were wondering if you have a preference between Mommy Nicole and Martini Nicole.
Oh, I love Martini Nicole. Mommy Nicole is really good because I feel like you have a human quality to this character
mm-hmm.
that you didn't have before. Martina Nicole is so much fun because I think Martina Nicole, she's a character that says everything you want to say but can't in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it for you. Because it's like at work when you want to just tell someone to piss off and you can't.
Right.
You know, and it's so I feel like she had that quality about her. But then Mommy Nicole is this, oh my God, this woman's changed.
Mm-hmm.
When you see her around children, she is a completely different woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's caring and she's loving and she's vibrant and she's, you know, she's a princess. She's a mom. She's, you know, she's all these things. And that's a beautiful quality
mm-hmm.
that this character owns and doesn't know how to maintain on a long-term basis.
Yeah.
Carrie, do you have any last-minute questions? We do need to wrap it up.
Oh, yes. Could you tell us about your charity?
Oh, my goodness. 10 hours for that one. But, yeah, I can. Life Change has been, I co-founded that with my brother 5 years ago. And basically, we take 18 to 25-year-olds, and we put them through a life camp. It's like a life camp boot camp.
Oh.
And we help them find the leadership skills within them, and then we use those towards volunteering and helping others. So they find their leadership skills, and then they volunteer and help those less fortunate in awful situations. And it takes the onus off of them, and it helps rebuild their confidence. So it's sort of very technical, and it's taken us a long time to format our organization, but it works. We've been to Idaho, we've been to London, we've been to South Africa, and it's been an incredible experience. But we do them in small spurts. We only do them 6 people at a time, per 2 coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very intricate program, and eventually we'll have more mentors and then hopefully more mentees.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a wonderful program, and we're basically also, on top of the fact that we have our own service program, we also are becoming a nonprofit aggregator. So we're pushing as many nonprofits out there as we can, because every nonprofit has a special meaning and a special reason to be out there, and we want to help them do it.
Okay. So thank you very much, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, Carrie so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.